Okay, I'm joined now by Marion Duggan, who's the Artistic Director at Murmuration Arts. They're taking part in an exhibition at the Crawley Museum this week, and here to tell us a little bit about that and the organisation Murmuration Arts is Marion Duggan. Morning, Marion.
Morning.
How are you?
Fine, thanks, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Right, Murmuration Arts. We've briefly touched on Murmuration Arts before here at Susie, but it'd be good to actually just have a little catch up before we go any further as to quite what it actually is and how you got involved.
Yeah, we're an arts company based in Brighton who work with communities about specific areas of their lives. So we've made projects before in the past about people who've migrated from one country to another. We've interviewed boxers and made shows out of their stories and memories. And then with the current project, we've been talking to people about their experiences of becoming a parent. So talking to local people to Crawley about what they thought parenting would be like and then what the realities of that are.
It's always a surprise, isn't it?
It's always a bit of a surprise. Yeah, and I mean, I had my daughter 3 years ago and I felt like it was such a big event in my life. I really wanted to make a piece of work in response to that.
It's one of the oldest things that known to man, isn't it? But it's the one thing that nobody is ever prepared for.
Absolutely, yeah, that's it. It was such a shock. And yeah. I really wanted to sort of, you know, mark that occasion in my life and also what I was finding that, you know, particularly in the pandemic, that parents were quite isolated. Some parents we met were 6 months old and hadn't seen another baby, and how we could sort of reflect on that and feel like we could come together. We were meeting parents on Zoom and doing creative writing workshops with them and sort of talking to them, yeah, and trying to make an art piece in response to that time of their lives.
Yeah, well, yeah. Especially as you mentioned the last couple of years, because for any babies that are born in the last couple of years, they've missed some fabulous things that most babies go through, or children growing up go through, which is to meet and mix with other babies and other children and other grown-ups as well, I suppose. And of course, that's all been missing. So hopefully if this can help with some of that as well, that'd be really good.
Yeah, absolutely. And also for their parents, because you become a new person when you become a parent.
Yeah.
And so meeting other parents and having that peer support of like, oh, my baby's doing this, what's your baby doing? Or what did you find worked with this and what did you find out that? And it was really important for parents to have that space to share those stories.
Can I ask you a question of you? Was this your first?
It was my first.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
What, boy or a girl?
A little girl, yeah.
Yeah. She's doing okay, is she?
She's lovely. Yeah, she's hilarious. She's chatting 10 to the dozen now. So she's 3 and...
Oh, wonderful.
She's such a lovely age, just chatting about everything and talking to me about this and telling me what's what. And one of the exhibition pieces that we're presenting here is a moon, a giant crescent moon, yeah, that you can sit on. And so she always says, "Mummy's going to the moon," like when I'm going to work. That's her sort of idea of my work.
It's wonderful. Really, it's a whole new window on the world, isn't it?
It's a whole new window, yeah. Yeah, it's really lovely.
It's wonderful. So how does this all tie in? Because you've spoken to us before about Murmuration Arts, and of course it's a lullaby that we were looking for last time. And this is all about song, isn't it, really?
Yeah. So, I mean, when I first had my daughter, I found that singing really helped me relax and in turn helped my daughter relax in terms of before bed. And then I started doing lots of research into the benefits of singing for a new mother or for a mother in terms of relaxing the mother, relaxing your jaw, breathing more. It kind of activates the vagus nerve, going into the science of it, and drops you into a sort of parasympathetic nervous system. So, and that was that just really intrigued me. And I was working, when I was talking to other mums, it wasn't something that was kind of that commonly known, and I was a bit like, oh, I really, really want to sort of help raise awareness of how singing can really just support a woman in those early months, yeah, of parenthood. And I think then it became this project about lullabies and the heritage of lullabies, and talking to people about what lullabies they sing, why they sing, though, you know, what is it about that song in particular. And not everyone sings an actual lullaby as a lullaby. You know, many people we've talked to have sung. My lullaby was a hymn because I was brought up in a Catholic household, and it was the one song I could remember from beginning to end. And I really wanted to feel like I wasn't just singing a chorus.
Should get you to try that sometime.
Yeah. I don't know. Just my daughter likes my voice.
Okay. You scare everybody else, do you? I'm sure you don't, but certainly you're braver than I.
Exactly. And then when we met... And we thought we were talking to mothers and fathers and parents and caregivers about their experiences and asking them those things. And then we thought, oh, it'd be lovely to write a lullaby, like a lullaby for Crawley, something that feels like it's located in this place and represents the area. And so then we were asking parents, oh, where do you go to relax? And they were describing the parks, Tilgate Park, and, you know, other areas of local beauty.
It's all the things we took for granted, really, that of course COVID actually stripped a lot of that away. But you're talking about things that we do as a matter of course without actually thinking, and you're basically getting people to think about these things instead, aren't you?
Yeah, and sort of focusing, you know, sometimes in those early months of becoming a parent, you know, focusing on the beautiful things that are around you can really help. Like, oh, this is where I go to relax with my baby, and taking your child somewhere can really just help bring that into the forefront. So that's quite a sort of just quite a nice thing to do as part of the project.
Yeah, they're wondrous in those early years, and the minds are like sponges. They take so much in, and music is one of those things that most babies absolutely love and adore. So if you can find the right sort of thing for your young ones, it's a really good thing. And lullabies have always been sort of something that has been associated with children. So you have an exhibition that you're attending. It's at the Crawley Museum. Is it called Rites of Passage?
It is, yes. It's a Crawley Museum exhibition called Rites of Passage, and they have some displays that they're presenting, and then also Mill Primary Academy have some beautiful artwork that the children have made in collaboration with Room 13, who's their artist in residence. And then we have got three exhibits. We've got a giant crescent moon, and we invite people to come and sit on the crescent moon, and they can hear the lullaby that we've written with local parents.
Yeah.
You can hear the voices. We've recorded the parents' voices on dictaphone, and they've been woven into the lullaby, so you can hear the voices of local people. And all the words are sort of written, so they're singing about, you know, their children.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really, really beautiful sort of lullaby that they've written. And we've also got a visual vernacular film, which is inspired by research with parents that live in Crawley who are deaf. And visual vernacular is a form of mime combining some British sign language, and so we've got a film being presented about this sort of experience of a deaf parent and how they comfort their baby to sleep if singing isn't a part of their ritual. You know, what are the other ways that we put our babies to sleep? And then we've got a third piece which is called Lull to Sleep, and that within that you can hear again the local mothers and fathers sort of wishing their child a, you know, good night and singing some of their lullabies.
Yeah, it's all sounds wonderful. The second one you mentioned, the singing mother, when you're talking about deaf parents or perhaps even deaf children, I mean, that is a really interesting one, and it's something that I don't suppose really has ever given that much thought. What made you think of that? Because lullabies and music tend to be associated with those that can hear. I mean, this is clearly, you know, there's clearly something in there where either mother or baby can't hear.
Yeah, so I mean, so we sort of it was a bit of a play on words that we went for the signing mother rather than the singing mother.
Oh, of course, I've done it again, haven't I?
No, that's all right.
It's the G. It's the G in the middle.
It looks written in the. It does. Is it, I had to every time I was writing it, but we wanted to play. So when we made the project, a gentleman called Martin Glover approached me to collaborate with him on a project he was working on. And Martin is a native British Sign Language speaker, and we were discussing the project, and it just sort of became apparent that Nightlight Lullabies, actually lullabies aren't a universal thing, as I had thought. You know, I hadn't put the shoes on of a deaf parent, and I just felt like I really wanted the work to be accessible to as many people as possible, because I want this piece to feel like we're, you know, that if you are a parent, you are represented here in some way. So, you know, we've talked, so that was really important to me. And Martin introduced me to the beautiful art form of visual vernacular. And when I saw that, I was just like, wow, that's so beautiful. Let's make something that means we're representing those parents in Crawley. So yeah, that's how that sort of that came about. And the film is made by a visual vernacular poet called Zoe McWhinney.
Yeah.
And she tells the story of a mother that is asleep, and you see her with something vibrating in her pocket to wake her up, to alert her that her child's awake. And she picks the baby up and she tells the baby a story before they go back to sleep. So all through mime, and it's a really, she's made it absolutely, she's a very, 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 very talented.
It all sounds rather good, because I know sign language is being taken up much more seriously by schools, and it makes things more inclusive for those who have trouble with hearing or are profoundly deaf. So it makes a big difference. But this is not just about the hard of hearing or the deaf. This is for all parents with new babies. And of course, well, Thursday sees the private viewing going on, which is for all of the participating parents. And I'm presuming there were quite a few of them.
There were. So they're all coming with their families, their partners and their children on Thursday evening to have a little celebration. And we'll be able to see the exhibits together. They'll be able to have their photo taken sitting on the crescent moon, because it's a very big 2-meter-high glowing crescent moon. So
I want to sit on this thing.
You've got to come and have a sit on it, Tony. Come over and sit on it. Yeah, it'd be lovely. Put the headphones on and really listen to the words of these parents. And that's for me. I just want to sort of shine a spotlight on the sort of love and emotion that a parent has for their child, and kind of give a bit of a sort of a spotlight on that moment of the parent that is,
It sounds absolutely wonderful. You sound like a bit of an inspiration where all this is concerned, and we'll all get the chance to see this properly from Friday, the 1st of April, through to the 27th of May. Is that right?
You will, yeah. The gallery's open Thursday to Sunday, 10:30 till 4. The museum, sorry. I keep saying gallery, but it's a museum. It's really exciting for me.
I keep saying singing instead of signing.
Yes,
so
you
I mean,
do.
It won a piece.
The two of us. My granddad was a museum curator, so it's quite, for me, it's the first time I've exhibited work in a museum, so it's quite exciting, sort of, you know, personally thinking about my grandfather. And
I would think he'd be quite excited about it too, from the sounds of it.
Yeah, he would if he was here.
That's wonderful. Yeah. So it's 10:30 to 4, Thursdays to Sundays. The admission is free. It starts on Friday, the 1st of April, runs through to the 27th of May. The exhibition takes place at the Crawley Museum. It's the Rites of Passage, and for anybody with a new baby, this is one to see. Marion, it's been fantastic talking to you this morning. You're an inspiration for all of this, and I hope your little one is doing well, and we'll get to sit on the moon and enjoy the song.
Oh yeah, she's coming on Thursday night. She'll love it.
Marion Duggan, thank you for talking to us.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you.